Here we go.
Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Jalen. Could I have a zip code to better assist you?
Yeah. Your name is what, please?
Jalen.
Damon?
Jalen.
Oh, Jalen. Jalen. Okay. Thanks. Jalen, I made a couple of purchases online. Probably saw it on Facebook in November. And anyway, inadvertently, I got signed up for some club or whatever. But I called in about, made a purchase on November 18th. And I called in and they said they would refund that amount and gave me a confirmation number. And I was wondering if you could check on it. I haven't received it.
Okay, can I have your zip code?
Sure. 87112 is my code.
Okay, your first and last name?
Excuse me, I'm hiccuping. Your first name is Strail, Strail. Last name, Keohara, Keohara.
Okay, give me one moment. All right. Could it be under someone else's name?
No, it's under my name, and it's from, let's see. It was from Defined Audio Products.
Could you spell your first name?
S-T-R-A-I-L, like Frail, with an S in front.
Okay, and your last name?
Keohara. Yeah, that's K-E-Y, like a key that goes on the door. And then O'Hara, like an Irishman, but it's all one name, K-E-Y-O-H-A-R-A.
K-E-Y-O-H-A-R-A?
That's correct.
All right, give me one moment. All right, could you verify the address?
Yes, 1157 Summer Avenue, Northeast Albuquerque, New Mexico.
All right, yes, sir. I do have your account here. Give me one moment.
Okay, thank you. I like your name, but it's like mine. You have to repeat it a couple times because people are not used to
it. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. It's like... I can give you the old confirmation number if you want.
Yes, sir. That'd be fine right there.
Okay. You want me to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's KC021.
All right, you said you had a charge on your account that you was refunded for, and you're trying to see what was you refunded for it?
Well, I'm checking my credit card account, and I haven't gotten a confirmation. You know, they show you what refunds you've gotten, and I haven't gotten a refund that shows up on my credit card.
Was it for $67.32?
Yes.
Yes, sir. It does say you were fully refunded for that.
Hmm. Where it went?
He was refunded on November the 29th.
November 29th? Okay, I'm going to write that down. November 29th.
At 12:38 p.m.
Okay. Let me ask about.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think if it was defined on the 29th, would it have shown up on this statement?
29th.
November 29th?
It might be the
8th or the 30th, depending on where you are.
Okay. Okay.
Well,
it hasn't shown up, so I guess I'll wait and see if it.
But it usually takes within 3 to 5 business days.
Yeah, which means it really should have been on this statement here. I'm looking up, my new statement doesn't show it, so I'll give it a little. Maybe I'll give it another month, see what happens.
Okay.
And then if they.
If not, you can call us back.
Okay. If you have issued one and it didn't go through, can you do it again?
Can we refund you again?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah. It's in limbo someplace. I need to find out where it went.
Mm-hmm. Let me
see.
Well, it actually went to your car ending in 0854.
That's the statement I have. I've got it right here in front of me, my lap. So,
okay.
And it doesn't show it. It shows no. Okay. Well, all right, then that'll do it then. Thank you very much, Dylan. I'll let it slide. It's in limbo someplace.
All right. You're welcome.
Okay. Have a good day.
All right. You too.